Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. There is growing indication that airdropped humanitarian aid is not ending up where it needs to be in Gaza. NPR's Jacqueline Diaz has more on the struggle to find food and clean water there.
Aid meant for Gaza appears to have washed up on a southern Israeli beach. Experts said this week famine is imminent in parts of Gaza. So far, more than 20 children in Gaza have died from malnourishment and dehydration. Today, NPR was in Ashkelon, about 7 miles from the northern border with Gaza. NPR saw several cans of baby formula and piles of sandals that washed ashore there earlier this week. The U.S. and other countries have been airdropping aid, but humanitarian groups have said this is an ineffective way to deliver relief. Experts say that between now and May, famine could hit northern Gaza, where 300,000 people are trapped. Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News in Tel Aviv.
President Biden has picked up an endorsement from another major labor union. This time, it's the United Steelworkers. NPR's Don Gagne has more.
It's an important but not unexpected endorsement for Biden by the Steelworkers Union, an organization with more than 800,000 members across the U.S. The announcement comes after the president said last week that he opposed the planned sale of Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel to a Japanese-based steelmaker. The United Steelworkers join a list of more than two dozen unions that have already endorsed Biden, including the United Auto Workers, the National Education Association, and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. The Steelworkers Union is headquartered in Pennsylvania, a state again expected to play a pivotal role in November. Don Gagne, NPR News.
Alabama is the latest state to adopt laws against diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The new statutes ban state funding for DEI programs in Alabama and reject the idea that any person is racist, sexist, or oppressive intentionally or otherwise. Governor Kay Ivey signed the 9-page bill into law Wednesday. It takes effect October 1st. The law also requires public colleges to designate bathrooms based on the user's gender at birth. Federal Reserve policymakers ended their 2-day meeting in Washington without raising interest rates. But policymakers say they plan to hike rates 3 times before the end of the year. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the economy is moving in the right direction.
Inflation has eased substantially while the labor market has remained strong. And that is very good news. But inflation is still too high. Ongoing progress in bringing it down is not assured. And the path forward is uncertain.
Powell says that the Federal Reserve still has an inflation target of 2%. You're listening to NPR News. The Environmental Protection Agency has finalized its rules on new vehicle emissions beginning with the 2027 model year. The new rules are at the center of President Biden's efforts to fight climate change. They'll require automakers to slash emissions and air pollutants. The Biden administration says the new regulations will meet the president's goal of zero emissions from half of all new vehicles sold in the year 2030. Several major tech firms are complaining about the fees in Apple's App Store. The complaint is part of a court filing in a former lawsuit between Apple and a video game maker. Details from NPR's Dara Kerr.
The lawsuit between video game maker Epic Games and Apple ended several years ago. The judge sided with Apple and said it was not acting like a monopoly. But she did issue an injunction saying Apple needed to allow external links for app purchases in its store. Now, major tech companies, including Meta, Microsoft, and X, which is formerly known as Twitter, are saying Apple isn't complying with the injunction. They filed a Friends of the Court brief with their complaints this week. They say Apple still makes it difficult for people to make external payments for apps, and it charges developers high fees. Apple says it has fully complied with the injunction. Dara Kerr, NPR News.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Following Wednesday's gains, the Dow Jones Industrials jumped 401 points. On Asian markets, shares are mostly higher, up around 2% in Tokyo. This is NPR.